Thanksgiving Day is here in a year that has seen the nation struggling with the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic. And joining us this morning with a historical perspective is Peter Drummy of the Massachusetts Historical Society. Mr. Drummy, happy Thanksgiving and thank you for joining us.
Happy Thanksgiving and good morning.
So as I mentioned, this year Thanksgiving is being held during a pandemic, but this isn't the first time this has happened.
No, just a little more than 100 years ago, during what we often call the Spanish influenza, the peak of a terrible epidemic had just passed in Massachusetts, but something that even compared to the terrible news we have today was much, much worse, was simply overwhelmed the population. We don't remember it because it happened right at the end of the First World War, and the news and people's attention was concentrated elsewhere. You might even say that what we call the first Thanksgiving in 1621, 400 years next year, was really at the, in some respects, at the end of another terrible epidemic of the 100 people who came on the Mayflower to New England. Half had died during the first year, during the first winter, and the Native American population, the Wampanoag population of this area of Massachusetts and New England, had been decimated by these diseases that came from contact with Europeans.
Now, this is also something that many folks this year, to kind of deal with the COVID, they're going to try to do an outdoor Thanksgiving. And that's something that actually would not be very unfamiliar to the pilgrims.
Yes, this harvest festival that happened in 1621, they didn't explicitly call it a Thanksgiving. It was more of a celebration of the harvest, which probably, we don't know exactly when it happened, so it probably happened earlier in the fall at the time of the great waterfowl fly-through that happens in the fall here, and at the time of harvest of pumpkins and corn and these plants that they had learned to grow from the people living here. Almost certainly was an outdoor event. There were 50 people who remained from the people who came on the Mayflower, and according to the record of the event, they had about 90 visitors, that is, Wampanoag men who came for a three-day celebration. But that really is something that in a normal year might look more like how we understand Thanksgiving, that is, a big celebration that had a lot of guests and games and outdoor activities to go with it, but probably happening a little bit earlier in the fall than what's come to be the national Thanksgiving now at the end of November.
All right. Well, unfortunately, we are going to have to leave it right there, but thank you so much for speaking with us, and happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, and happy Thanksgiving to your audience as well.
Thank you.